This is a Northern Lake Audio production.
Jelly Jars, a novel by S.J. Varengo, narrated by Avon Shore. Chapter 1. It was all about thirst, plain and simple. I had left Berkeley, was now in Texas, and didn't want to be. But my throat felt as harsh and dry as the countryside through which I'd been driving. And let me tell you this about a college education. The most important lesson one can learn is how well an ice-cold beer combats a desert-coated esophagus. Not being one of those girly girls who need to antagonize the bartender by ordering an endless string of strawberry daiquiris, the fact that the first place I came across looked like it wouldn't even have the requisite blender wasn't a problem. I pulled my little Korean car into a parking lot filled with so many pickup trucks that I was a little frightened for the safety of my import. They looked like bullies. The air was blistering and heavy. Someone told me once that if I ever made it to Texas, I'd experience dry heat. They were full of shit. 110 degrees in the early Texas evening felt just as hot and gross as the same temperature in a dense rainforest, only without the beautiful foliage and brightly colored birds. I looked at the neon sign that rose on a metal pole so that it stood some 10 feet above the roof of the little bar. It was lit, but some of the letters weren't doing their job. It wasn't so dark out that I couldn't make out the whole sign. It proudly proclaimed that this was the Dewdrop Inn, but according to the neon, it was actually called Oorop Inn, as all the capital letters had bitten the big one. This should be an experience, I thought. An experience to be basked in for the shortest possible time. One corona, and I'm back on the road. The only thing between me and refreshment was a tired-looking screen door. That and my better judgment. But I overcame both and walked in. The parking lot hadn't misled me. The place was packed. Mostly dudes, I saw right away to my red flag discomfort. I use the term dudes because I reserve the term guys for people whose knuckles don't touch the floor, and men for a different species of human male altogether. These cowpoke wannabes were dudes. I had no time for dudes. I'd seen enough of their thin repertoire to know that a one-dimensional partner led to a one-dimensional relationship. And those were just words used by people who hadn't figured out that love was just an illusion. No one was going to see Peggy Neiman chasing an illusion, even one of her own creation. To be perfectly honest, there were a couple other gals strategically interspersed in this vast pool of testosterone. The first one I encountered was the bartender. She was cute, red-haired, and looked bold standing in a place like this, let alone working here. But she greeted me warmly. "Hi," she said, her enthusiasm and smile disarming me for a moment. "What's your poison?" She spoke loudly to be heard over the drone of conversation and the country music blaring from the juke. "Corona, please," I said, matching her volume. "Lime?" she asked, already reaching for a wedge. "Yep." She slid it to me and held up 3 fingers, having given up talking as the crowd started singing along at the top of their lungs to some song about buying a boat. I pushed her a 5 and pointed at her to indicate that the change was hers. She gave me a thumbs up and joined in with the other singers. I turned and left my back pressed against the bar, removing one direction from the possible avenues of attack. I knew once they stopped singing, someone spectacularly undesirable was bound to notice me. Instead, I noticed him. The first time I saw him, he was sitting alone, drinking Dom Perignon from an upcycled jelly jar. I took note of his blue New York Giants hoodie. Surely some kind of bold joke in a bar only 350 miles or so from the home of the Cowboys. His nicely filled jeans, his Reebok sneakers, more geared for comfort than for coolness. His hair was blonde and perfectly messy, his eyes blue like some Nordic god kicked out of Asgard, probably for drinking champagne out of a jelly jar. He looked like he might be older than me. From here, I couldn't be positive, as bar lighting is designed to thwart just such an observation. I took a long pull of the crisp imported beer, and without really thinking about what I was doing, began to dance a little to the rhythm of the 30-person off-key choir.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?